Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. Pope Benedict XVI recently called for Catholics to rediscover the gift of the Holy Rosary. So what better month than October, dedicated in a special way to this Marian prayer, for the next in Monsignor Philip Whitmore's musical Meditations on the Mysteries of Light. Today, the fourth of these Mysteries of Light, the Transfiguration of Our Lord, beginning with a setting by Thomas Tallis.
O light, born of light, Jesus, Redeemer of the world. That was the opening of the office hymn O Nata Lux for the Feast of the Transfiguration of our Lord. This mystery is bathed in light, the light streaming from Christ's glorious transfigured face. When we pray this mystery, perhaps we call to mind the wonderful painting by Raphael here in the Vatican Museums, or maybe the mosaic copy that's in St. Peter's Basilica. As we gaze on the radiant face of Christ, we pray that we too may come to share in his glory. Nos membra confer effici tui beati corporis. Raphael and Tallis were both working in the 16th century. I'd like now to move forward about four centuries and talk to you about a modern and rather challenging work, La Transfiguration de Notre Seigneur. It's an extended meditation for voices, instrumental soloists and orchestra written by Olivier Messiaen in the 1960s. At the beginning, we hear the choir chanting in Latin the account of the story given by St. Matthew. Messiaen's music draws on many familiar elements, like the chant that he knew so well, but the familiar is transformed into something altogether new, just as Christ himself was transfigured on the mountain. Listen to the extraordinary otherworldly effect of the string glissandos as a voice is heard from heaven. The chanting of the Gospel story comes in four quite short passages at intervals throughout the work. In between we have a series of meditations, many of them drawn from the Scriptures, some from the Liturgy, and some from the writings of St. Thomas Aquinas. When Peter offers to make three tents, one for Jesus, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, he provides a cue for a reflection on the psalm, "How lovely is your dwelling place." Messiaen creates an idyllic atmosphere with solo instruments, and he can't resist adding a touch of birdsong, one of his favourite ways of evoking the music of the heavens. Messiaen's music is never easy listening. It's an acquired taste. But it's a taste worth acquiring if you want to be led deeper and deeper into the mysteries of our faith. The music bears witness to Messiaen's profound faith and extraordinary genius. He knows how to open our eyes to catch a glimpse of the light streaming from the face of Christ, a glimpse of the glory of heaven in which one day we hope to share.
And the warmest of thanks there go to Monsignor Philip Whittemore, a music historian who's currently working as an official at the Vatican's Secretariat of State. And the warmest of thanks there go to Monsignor Philip Whittemore, a music historian who's currently working as an official at the Vatican's Secretariat of State. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.